Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening, one and all, or even good day, or even good morning, wherever you are listening to us. You're more than welcome to be here. I'm Mike Davis of Mike Spirit FM. I'm looking forward to today's show in particular because I've got an amazing guest lined up here for you today. He has been on my show before. He's a great colleague, a great friend, and we have now learned how to iMessage each other. From the other side of the world, we can do iMessaging, so that's wonderful. And, you know, he has been on the network, on the Mike Spirit FM network. He's been in and out of here for a little while now. And it's a wonderful and, may I say, an excellent ambassador for the spirit world. It's Matthew James, all the way from Australia, and it's now 7 a.m. in the morning. Matthew, are you tired?
Good morning, Mike. I suppose I am tired, yeah. I've been up for an hour. I've been up since 6 a.m. just getting the computer set up. I'm going to be fine when it comes to doing readings for you, but I am a little bit tired, yes.
Bless your heart there, Matthew, for coming on this time in the morning, because I know, you know, if the boot was on the other foot and you said, Michael, will you get up at 6 a.m. in the morning to do a radio show? I'd be like, that, 6 a.m.? Are you serious? You know, I really would. But, you know, Matthew, I've done it. You know, I've done a radio show like at 3, 4 a.m. in the morning, and it's been a privilege to actually work for the spirit world. Because, you know, we must remember of time zones and everything else and different places. And, you know, this has only been apparent in my life the last few years. So, you know, I do thank you for getting up extra early this morning to come on to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with me, Mike Davis, obviously. You know, we are live right here in MikeSpirit.fm. We are live in Blog Talk Radio. We are live on Spreaker. We are live in GH Talk. We are live as about as many places we can be. So, you know, let's have a wonderful show today, Matthew, isn't it?
I'm sure we will. We always seem to bounce off each other. It's always a privilege to be on your show, and it's always an enjoyable experience as well. Not just for us two, but also for the listeners as well. We always seem to have a really good show, Mike.
Well, you know, Matthew, every time you've been on the network with the other wonderful hosts, you know, you've always given a very, very, very good account of yourself. You know, and as I said, you know, a fantastic, excuse me, ambassador for the spirit world. But I know it's been a while since you've been on my show, and that's not because, you know, I just don't want you. It's because that, you know, the two of us have been very busy, and, you know, it's very hard to nail you down. But I'm going to say but, because we've nailed you down for tomorrow's show, because our wonderful host, Jeanette, has been in hospital. She's had her operation. She's recovering. She's doing very well. You know, I had a little quick chat earlier on with Jeanette, and she is recovering quite well. So that's always nice to know, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've not had the privilege of talking or been on the show of Jeanette's yet, but from all accounts, what you say, she's another one of the wonderful hosts, another really good medium.
Well, she most certainly is, Matthew. But, you know, we have got some sad news there because Jeanette is leaving us. moving on to bigger, better things, and we wish you well from the Mike Spirit FM network. And, you know, I know that you will be taking that Monday night slot, really starting as of tomorrow, but as of tomorrow we'll be underneath the guiding lights, but as of next Monday you'll be filling in with your own show, is that right? Yeah,
that is correct. I mean, thanks to Mike, he's given me the opportunity to become one of the hosts on Mike Spirit FM. And I mean, tentatively, I'm going to be actually calling the show Conversations with Spirit. starring Matthew James. It's very tentative at the minute. I'm speaking to our to Ken, the producer, at the minute with the spiel for it. But that's the plan, because that's actually based on some of the live shows that I've been doing over here in Australia. That's been sort of the banner, Conversations with Spirit. So I thought, why not? Why mend a fence that really doesn't need breaking? Why not? I'm breaking. That's me tired. But that's not broken. Sorry. Oh God, you can tell it's live radio. So yeah, that's why I'm going to call it Conversations with Spirit. So yeah, that'll be in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, that's absolutely wonderful. You know, and personally, I want to extend a big warm welcome to our family, to you, Matthew. And you know, let's hope that we all go from strength to strength. And no, I, for one, am looking forward to you being a part of the family. I'm looking
forward to it a hell of a lot, Mike. It's an opportunity that I'm really looking forward to. It's a great way to start 2013 off. I know I've got my first hosting show tomorrow, and I know that Sarah's already PM'd me and let me know I've got a mystery guest. She won't tell me who it is, but apparently I've got a mystery guest. So,
well, I don't know that mystery.
Quite you know who the mystery guest is, do you? Ah, right.
But I'm not going to tell you, because then it wouldn't be a mystery, then, would it?
That's correct. I mean, if I knew who the mystery guest was, it certainly wouldn't be a mystery, and then I would know exactly how I was going to run the show. But when this guest comes on, who's a mystery guest, it will be interesting.
Well, I can assure you one thing, Matthew, that I'm really looking forward to hearing you and he/she mystery guest working together side by side, because I think it's let's just say a recipe for good things to come, because I think that the two of you joined together, you know, I think there's nothing going to be able to stop the two of you working excellent, because I know
that too much information. So it's a fellow medium, is it? Oh, you've spoiled it.
No, it doesn't have to be a fellow medium. It could be somebody that's, you know, well, it needs to be a medium, Matthew, it really does. But no, you know, I know that when the two of you join and blend your energies as well, it's going to be an absolutely perfect recipe for perfect communication there from the spirit world. And as I've always said to you, Matthew, you know, I know and I've always said that you will be, you know, sorry, not will be, that you are, you have a perfect link to the spirit world. I may say, you know, I must say that to you, because, you know, every time you build that communication, now whether it's 7 a.m. in the morning or even 10 p.m. at the night, you always have a perfect communication. So, you know, Matthew, when you take this opportunity now to tell all our listeners how they can get hold of you, where they can see you, where you are, if you're appearing anywhere, take this opportunity now.
Yeah, okay. My website, where the bulk of my information is, where all my information about Skype readings, phone readings, video readings, is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's all one word, and it's two T's in Matthew. So that's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. There's a media page there where there's a link to my YouTube channel, where there's quite a lot of videos on my teachings, my training, my live shows. I've got a few live show videos up. That's actually on the media page. I've got the readings page, which everybody can make online bookings on the readings page. It's all prepaid via PayPal, so that's really, really easy. I've got two menus. I've got a UK price menu, and I've got an Australia and New Zealand price menu for anybody who really wants to book a reading with me. I've also got a web page, not a Skype page, it's too early in the morning this, a Facebook page. I've got a public figure page, MJ Medium. It's Matthew James Medium public figure page, where there's a lot of the upcoming events on there. I've not actually announced any of my live, any of my tours or anything yet this year. I'm still keeping them close to my chest, because they're all still being organised, but they're going to be put up in due course, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Matthew, I'm really looking forward to seeing those posts, because I know a little later on in the year that we may be, and it's not so much a maybe, but it's more of a we will be doing live demonstrations together.
I mean, that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to. We have sort of half announced it on the show page on the website. I have sort of put in UK and Norway. We put it in tentatively, but we know that we will be over there with you. We'll be on stage. We're hopefully part of one of the Mike Spirit FM road shows with you and Nick and Sarah and Grant and a few others. We're really looking forward to that.
You know, well, they are set to be very, very popular. And, you know, Matthew, I think that it's about time that, you know, I pressed this little button here because you did mention the roadshow. And, you know, we have got one coming very soon. So let's press this and see what happens.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
You know, Matthew, I can only imagine doing the one for Norway. it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, because there's going to be a, you know, as it says in that ad, you know, do you know how long it took me to do that ad, Matthew?
Probably a couple of weeks, because you can't multitask.
Wait, I left myself wide open for that, didn't I? Really...
That is correct. You did. Yes, you did. You let yourself wide open for that.
Well, I
sitting
went
there, we're on pre-show, everyone, and there's complete and utter silence, and all I can hear is tap, 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 tap. And I said, Mike, you're not typing, are you?
You know, that's not one of my strong points, Matthew, to, you know, type and talk, as many people will tell you. You know, it's not my strong point. It really isn't. And, you know, it's really difficult. But when I done that ad, Matthew, I want to just quickly say to you, about, you know, I went up to a recording studio with a great friend of mine and actually co-owner of Mike's World FM, the Captain Quincy. He goes on Spreaker and he does his own shows there. He's done shows in Mike Spirit FM. You know, obviously a fantastic guy. I know that you've talked to Captain, you know, Gwyn Jones.
I certainly have. I remember the conversation well. Yes, it's probably getting on a year ago now, though.
Yeah, well, you know, it was through Gwyn that we met, wasn't it?
That's right. On Twitter, I'd been putting some little tweets on Twitter, and I must actually mention my dear wife here. If it hadn't been for Chris, who's sitting on the other side of the room having a breakfast, if it hadn't been for Chris putting me on Twitter, we would never have met.
That's true. You know, and isn't it strange how we do little things that we think, oh, do I have to do this? You know, because every time I go on Twitter, I have got Twitter, Matthew. I know that we follow each other on Twitter. And my Twitter name is MikeSpirit15. So anybody wants to follow me, you can.
I've forgotten about Twitter as well. I don't advertise it.
I am terrible because I don't use Twitter as much as I should. Maybe I go on there maybe once a month or something. Or I don't know. You know, I'm really, really struggling with Twitter. But, you know, if I didn't make up the Twitter account and your lovely Chris didn't make up your Twitter account and everything else, then you're quite right. We would have never, ever met. And, you know, what a shame that would have been, because I know that we've become great friends. And also, Matthew, you have taught me how to send iMessages on my phone. You know?
I heard you mention that at the start. Yeah, it's amazing how one little, well, mine's a little rectangular black box with a screen on it here in Australia, can send a message through the internet to your iPhone in Wales. and we can communicate, and it's all free of charge.
It's wonderful, isn't it? You know, and you know, you said to me about you have to make sure the dry message is turned on, and I was going through my menu with, you know, because you was directing me, which was wonderful, and I was going through my menu, and there it was, iMessages, and it said on. I thought, well, if it's on, why can't I send an iMessage? Because I've received an iMessage and sent them before, so I couldn't understand why. Because, you know, if you've got an iPhone or iPad or iPod, it automatically does it. So I just turned it off, turned it back on, and all of a sudden, I find it. I'm sending text messages now.
And they're going blue.
They're going blue, and I'm like, Matthew, I thank you so much for allowing me to know. All I had to do was press the button off, then turn it back on, and now it's simple. You know, I can be in contact with all over the world. By text. I'm sure it's called pinging in America.
It is.
So people in America will understand now. We're able to ping each other for free. And quite rightly, as you said, you're on the other side of the world, you know? So it's
now, I know you've learned iMessages, but have you come across FaceTime yet?
Yes, I have, Martin. Do you know, I love FaceTime. It's absolutely wonderful. It's very similar to Skype, but it's like, it is a mobile device. You can walk around, you know, and give people tours of where you are. You know, it's fantastic, isn't it, FaceTime? Actually,
yeah,
FaceTime.
Sorry, Mike, I was about to cut in on something then, but what were you saying then about FaceTime?
Well, I actually remember having a FaceTime conversation with you, and you gave me a tour of Sydney. Do you remember doing that?
I remember doing that. That was... That could be a year ago as well. We were heading for I was working in a shop at the time doing some readings at a friend's shop in Crow's Nest, which is in North Sydney. It's one of the North Sydney suburbs, and I remember we were having this conversation. And I thought, whatever, go on. I'll show Mike exactly where we are instead of trying to describe the streets that we were in. I thought, I'll let Mike have a look at Sydney.
And you know, I must say, it looked a very, very nice place. It really did. You know, the beautiful sunshine. And I know you've already, you know, told me all about, you know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning and the sun is already up and you're having a wonderful please let's not go there.
All I will say to the listeners is that we hit about 100 degrees Fahrenheit yesterday. So that was like probably 40, 41 degrees centigrade.
Matthew, that's absolutely horrendous for me to hear that, Matthew. Because as
that's not going to
be... I mean, the both of us are quite similar, really, aren't we? You know,
we are similar, yeah, we're both mediums, yeah, we both
medium.
Talk a lot, we both crack corny jokes, yeah.
And we both like to give each other little tasks to do. But we also work, or you used to work, in the same field that I work in as well, in the building trade.
Yeah, but you're one that gets your hands dirty, and I'm one that just used to just get blue or black ink on my hand and look at computer screens and plans all the time.
Well, you know, without you looking at them plans, Matthew, we, the ones that build these things, may not get it completely right. But let's not go down that road, because I've got a lot to say about surveyors and architects and so. So let's not go there, particularly quantity surveyors. That sounds very familiar, Matthew, doesn't it? Quantity surveyor. I wonder...
We were a pain in the arse, I believe.
I wonder what category you fit in there, quantity surveyor. Maybe we should ask people in the chat room which category that you used to fit in. Do you think Matthew James was a quantity surveyor, an architect, or a planner? What do you think Matthew was? We'll have a look back in the chat room in a minute, and we'll see... which one that the chat room thinks that you would have been. But before we do that, I think it's time that we took some callers, Matthew, don't you?
Hey, well, that's what the show's about. Instead of us wittering on together all the time, and we could do that all night. We could hold this conversation all night.
Matthew,
I'm sure we will start getting some snores in the chat room.
Well, me and you, are the only ones on Mike Spirit FM that's done, and you'll remember this, the marathon, a 4-hour live radio show. Do you remember doing that?
I do that. There were supposed to have been, was it three or four of us, and one was a guest from here in Australia, and he will remain nameless because he's a good friend of mine, and he bottled it the night before. He was saying he was being sick all night, so he bottled it. And then didn't we have, we were going to have someone else on who I can't remember, and we just ended up the two of us, didn't it?
It did. It was just me and you with a four-hour live radio show. And, you know, it was fantastic. You know, we had caller after caller after caller, and we'd done like 3.5 hours of readings, wasn't it?
That's right. And then when we suggested, let's make it a regular, let's do it again, you sort of, there was a few swear words over Skype, wasn't there, young Mike?
Well, maybe not so many swear words, Marty, but it was thanks but no thanks.
It was a bit of an endurance test, wasn't it?
It was. You know, what you must remember, Matthew, you know, it was, by the time we finished, it was gone 1 a.m. in the morning, and I was up at 6 for work, you know, because, well, you know, as I asked the question in the chat room, what do you think Matthew James used to do as a job? People know I was I am a bricklayer. And I had to get up at 6 a.m. to go and lay bricks the next day, and, you know, I can assure you, Matthew, that the bricks were being laid correctly, but not as half as many as I should have. So that's why,
right.
Maybe not another 4 hour live show, but it was fun. So let's go over to a little piece of music.
Yeah.
Then we'll open up the phone lines and, well, I hope you're going to enjoy this because it's a song that, well, it means a lot.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Down.
Well, Matthew, I must say, you know, I absolutely love that song.
To be absolutely honest, Mike, I've never actually heard that before. And then you're going to go, shock, gasp, horror, but I haven't heard that song before.
Okay, that's cool. Well, you know, it's a massive hit here in the UK. It really is. And I know that, you know, in time, it will probably be a massive hit there in Australia, over there with you as well. You know, because I know that we do share the same music, bits of the same music, should I say. But, you know, it's a massive hit, and, you know, I like that. Alicia Keys, I like Alicia Keys.
Oh, it's Alicia Keys, right. I'll look out for that. That was actually a good song.
Most definitely. Well, just before we go to the phone lines, you know, Matthew, I'm looking in the chat room, and I think you've given the game away, haven't you?
Well, everybody was so off track, I thought, go on, and I'll cough, QS cough. I gave them a clue, because there's no way I'm the merchant that got the Brits.
I can imagine you driving a forklift now, Matthew.
God, every wall would be knocked over, every door would be bumped into, everything would be dropped. I'd be no good with a forklift.
But yeah, Matthew, you was a quantity surveyor, wasn't you? And, you know, that's why, you know, Matthew, you'd count up the bricks after I laid them to make sure I'm not trying to diggle you out of money. That's what it's about, isn't it? Or even,
I mean, in the UK, I was actually the estimator. I did all the pricing. I mean, that was my forte. I did all the estimates. That was everything that I did in the UK. And then when I came to the Southern Hemisphere, where the estimators were gold dust in the UK, they were all very much part and parcel of the QS bundle over here. So you had to multitask here.
Yeah. Okay.
So wonderful. Well, it's a little bit different, but anyway, well, that's the past now.
I suppose it's different wherever you go, isn't it? As you said, quite rightly, that is the past. You know, you are working for Spirit full time. So let's bring on some callers. I know that we've got a caller in here from the UK. I do believe this is Kerry. So hi, Kerry, are you there with us?
Hiya. All right.
Hiya, Kerry. You know, I got to be careful because my partner's called Kerry, and I don't know whether she's spying on me. Well, maybe not so much spying. Maybe not so much spying. Kerry's always by my side, no matter what. And you know, and I know that you're a different Kerry.
I am indeed. And, yeah.
And you're from Bristol, UK, from Bristol. Wonderful. Okay. Well, as Matthew is my guest, I generally hand the first call over to my guest. So let me hand you over to Matthew and say, Matthew, it's all over to you, mate.
Hi, Kerry from Bristol. How are you this evening? Good?
I am good. Thank you very much. And yourself?
I'm not so bad myself either. I mean, it's been years since I used to be in Bristol. I used to do a psychic fair in Bristol many years ago.
I know Bristol very well.
Bath very well and Bristol. I know the area really well. Anyway, that's digressing. Do you have a specific question, Kerry, or am I going to talk about relationships like someone in spirit here wants me to talk about? Can I open that up live on air, or is that not what
whatever comes in? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
It's just that I do believe I've got a grandfather here. Now, can I just confirm, is this your father's father? Is this on your dad's side? Is your father lost his father, please?
Right, yes and I don't know. A stepfather, yeah, but we don't know about his real father.
Okay, so if he is referring to father, he's referring to the father that would have brought you up, meaning stepfather then. Did this grandfather have any particular real problems with his chest and with terrible indigestion? Because he was actually going on about fire in his chest area, which I take to be really bad indigestion.
Yeah, you're going on about my granddad, which is my mum's side of the family.
Right. So I've actually got two grandfathers here then. Five.
Right, okay.
But the one who stepped forward is the one that is giving me the fire, the indigestion. That's fine. One of them is actually mentioning something about the fire. Funny, the theme is fire after that song, but the firing up a relationship or firing up a friendship. So the question mark here, Kerry, is who is this? I might put myself complete, might make a complete fool of myself here It's always a first connection, but is there a new friendship that's leading to a relationship in your life at the moment? Or you're going to say, no, I've been happily married for so many years.
No, I am single, but no, there's no one new coming that's in my life at the minute. No.
Right. Well, what is being shown to me, and I am listening to these guys, is that there is a male friendship coming, and there is going to be sufficient spark and sufficient fire in that friendship for it to actually lead to something else. That's the way it's been given to me. So the question mark is that special friend in your life at the moment?
No.
Right. In other words, what they're telling me is that they have to pass the message on from these lot that they are fed up of seeing you unhappy, and they're about to send you a gentleman in early to mid 2013. One of them is actually saying March. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't always believe them, so I will always put a bit of a time in, and I'm going to say between February and April, I believe that there is a relationship coming to you that is a very good friendship that then has the spark and leads to something else.
Oh, lovely.
Just to check this out, but have you been divorced, or you've come out of a long-term relationship, haven't you?
I've been single for about 2 or 3 years now, so,
Prior to being single, did you come out of what is going to be classed as a serious long-term relationship?
Not from that time, no. Yeah.
It's just that what was being worded to me was that you're one of these people that at times doesn't put a lot of faith in men because you've been hurt by one. That's how it was being worded to me.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. You're right there. I tend to run for the hills. I got me trainers already. Yeah.
Well, how is this guy going to turn you then? I know I've got one of these grandfathers is a bit of a charmer, a bit of somebody who's got a little bit of a sweet tongue or a little bit of a storyteller, somebody who could take the steam out of a serious matter, because somebody is being so lighthearted with you, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're obviously aware of the situation that people are listening in. They're aware of, I mean, Spirit are omnipresent. They're aware of this situation. They've already set this up. So they know it's careful words. But what they're trying to do is take the heat out of what could be an intimidating situation for you. That's what's being said.
I can't stand people that rush me or push me. I like to take things slow and steady. They want it like yesterday, and I'm like, whoa, slow down.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense
because this seems to be the sort of person that comes in. He's definitely a friend, but he makes it obvious almost from the off that really he would want a little bit more than a friendship, but he's happy to go along with you because obviously, you just want to take it easily, just as a friend, and just take it from there. That's the way that it's been worded to me.
Fantastic. Go with the flow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the best way of putting it. And are you considering or expecting something to actually happen with your work? Because there's something unexpected here, or something unplanned is the best way it's been said. So, as we're getting further into 2013 and we're looking at work and looking at work options, it looks very much like something's happening in work as well.
Oh, fantastic. It's kind of, I haven't pushed my, I'm sort of like dipping my toes in, but haven't actually pushed myself forward completely, if you know what I mean. I just do a few hours here than there when I can, so I'm looking this year to push it a bit more into the bigger pool.
Okay, now just going with the stick, they're telling me to stick my head on the block a little bit here with what they're actually announcing. There wouldn't be any nursing or caring work around you, would there?
Not with me, no.
Okay, so who is directly linked to you who has a nursing or a caring background, please?
My mother. My mum used to do a lot with the old age pensioners and stuff, and worked in the homes, and she worked in the arthritis ward.
And she also would have looked. She would have also looked after her father to quite a degree as well then.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
Right, because that's why they're mentioning the nursing vibration. Well, do you know quite a bit of what your mum used to do was rubbed off on you as well? That's what they're trying to say.
Right, okay. Okay, cool, yeah.
But the person that you need to actually care about at the moment is yourself.
Right, okay. Can I leave
your grandfather's with you and just see if Mike's still there, that he hasn't sort of gone off to get a cup of tea or anything, and see if Mike's got anything for you, Kerry?
Oh, hi,
Kerry.
Thank you.
I never
do a
cup of tea. I never do, particularly when I'm on radio. But any other time, I always slip off for a cup of tea. As the other Kerry
I will tell you.
Okay. Kerry, I know that I've got a lady here. I know that Matthew had your granddad, but I've got a lady here that wants to make a communication here with you. And as I'm building up with this lady, I know that she would link to your mum's side of your family because she comes through to your mum's side. I know that she might be aware that she would have needed quite a bit of care taken for her, even though that she didn't really want the help. She says to me, I had to accept it in the end.
That's correct, yeah.
She asked me about it. Her hands were very, I feel as if my fingers are kind of dropping due to like arthritis or something there, because I feel my hands are very restricted. I can't really do much. I can't really hold things tight towards the end of my life. But I know that she's a very caring, very loving kind of a lady. It's to do with your mum, because I feel so much like mother's love, but I don't feel she's your mother. I feel she's maybe more your grandmother. Do you understand this?
Yep, I do understand that completely.
She comes through, she says to me that she was like a mum too. She would have always kind of taken care of you in this. She would have always done her best for you, because as she comes through, she says, my dear, I looked after her, and she done the same in return, okay?
Yeah,
now,
she did.
Of emotions for some reason. So, Kerry, would I be right in saying to you that you've been, there's been lots of tears, there's been lots of hurt, there's been lots of upset in your life of late there? Would you understand of this?
Yes, I do understand that as well,
See, because she says to me about the hurt and the upset, and she says to me about, well, you go and get that new car if that's what you want. Do you understand of this?
Not sure about the car, but...
What is it something new that you want? You know, you were looking to change something.
Right, okay.
Okay,
my computer.
Right, okay, my mistake, okay. Because I know I want to, like, look at something new, I want to upgrade, I want to change, and I'm just, see, my mind just goes off on a tangent, so I'm looking
at... No, that's fine,
But if it's a computer, then you want to upgrade, then that's fine, because she says to me, why don't you treat yourself? It's about time too, okay? Because I know that she comes through with this abundance of happiness, upliftment, and joy, and love there for you, and she says, just make sure you let her know that I'm close there with her, okay? Now, see, as she makes me close my eyes, to work, I don't normally close my eyes, particularly when I'm on radio, because I can't see everything else going on. But she makes me close my eyes, and I believe this would have been like something. Maybe not. She would have had to close her eyes. But would you understand if I said that to you, Kerry, that her vision was going towards the end of her life? It's like I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Because I want to struggle to kind of look. It's like my eyes are shut, but I want to see, and I can't quite see you. And I believe that's. You know when we get, like, tunnel vision? Would you understand that she had tunnel vision then? Or something?
Yeah.
But as my eyes are open, I can only see just in front of me. I can't see the side of me. So, no, it's tunnel vision that your grandma had before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, why does she talk to me, Kerry, about... okay. She says about... Tell her about your foot. Why on earth does she say to talk to you about your foot?
My foot...
Yeah, have you hurt your foot, or is it a problem with your foot or something?
Oh, I used to fall on my ankles a lot.
Right. See, so again, it's her way of saying, look, I remember, I'm there with you, okay? It's a way of her proving...
Right, yeah, I was terrible for it.
Okay? Now, I'm not going to say that I don't know that you're training to be a medium, because I already know that, okay? So that's not from spirit, that's what I already know. But your grandma tells me there, okay, that you have to start putting your mind to it, okay? And stop disbelieving yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay, because you can be your own worst enemy there, can't you? Because you disbelieve yourself. You feel, I can't do it, but you try your best. Actually, no, you don't try your best. That's what she tells me, and I do apologize. I didn't mean that to come out the way it did. But she says to me about that you try, and then, well, that's no good because I can't do it anyway. That's the way you look upon it. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I'm getting better, but it is always a struggle. Yeah.
Well, she says to me about, you know, stop disbelieving yourself there, okay?
Yeah.
So know that she's with you. Know that Matthew has brought your granddad through there. Know that they're all around you, Kelly. And I want to say that to you, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate all this. Thank you very much.
No problem at all.
It's a pleasure, Kerry. It was lovely talking to you.
Remember, you can download a copy of your reading there, Kelly, in the archives of Mike Spirit FM as soon as the show is finished, and keep a copy of it. Marcy, thank you very much for calling.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much for your help. It's been brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Take
now.
Care. Bye. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, Jim Matthew, and we have, and I'm going to get this one wrong, it's Nadja. I'm sure it's Nadja. I did say to you, I'd get your name wrong. Hi, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
Did I get it right?
Yeah, it was good enough. It's good enough.
Good enough. Okay. Well, all I can say is you know, thank the good Lord Himself for that. Nadja, where to are you calling from?
Oh, I'm from New Jersey, but I'm in Georgia right now.
Okay, in Georgia, perfect. Okay, so what was the reason that you called in for?
Just two specific things. Just my job and this guy I was talking to, but it's nothing really serious, but it's just something about him, but I'm more concerned with my my job.
Okay, well, myself and Matthew, our forte is to link to the spirit world, okay, and we can do that for you and see what comes of that. Is that okay?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, well, Matthew, do you want to start with this roommate and then I'll come in?
Do you want to do it the other way around, Mike? Because the only reason why is I'm still trying to get a connection here.
All right. I thought that the only reason was you was going to make yourself a cup of tea. That's fine. Nadja, then I'll start with you there. Okay. Thank you, sir. There's a gentleman that builds his vibration up around me here that wants to be remembered and recognized there to you. And this gentleman, I believe he's quite slight of his build in his body before he passes on to the spirit world. I want to bring him to your dad's side of your family, then, Nadja, as he makes a connection, because he makes me feel I want to go to your dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see to you when he passed on to the spirit world. He makes me hold my chest a minute, so I know that he would have suffered. I believe I want to start coughing. I want to start being very tight of the breath. Excuse me. Okay, he wants me to be very tight of the breath as he links around me. He wants me to talk to you about when he was here with us, that his passing was very quick, and I want to say that I don't mean it to come out the way it's going to, but he was like stood 1 minute and then passed on to the spirit world the next. His passing was very quick, is what he's trying to get across here to me. Do you understand of a gentleman upon your dad's side like this for me there, please?
Yes, probably my grandfather.
It's your granddad, bless him, okay. And would I be right in saying with your granddad of when he was here, he was a very particular man when he was here. He liked to have things all in order. He was a very,
There we are,
because I know he's like, see what he see, because I'm in Studio One here, right? And you know, I've got bits of paper here, and I've got things going. I've got loads of buttons to twist and everything else. Get to grips with it, boy. You think me? Clean it up. Get it sorted. Studio One is okay. You know, it's nice and clean. It really is. So your granddad can, you know, think of what he wants. But you know, that's the way he would be. Come on, get it sorted. Let's put things away, because you know it has a place. And I believe that's what he wants me to say to you around your vibration, about you are trying to do this, not so much with like material things, putting things away and papers and so on, but I believe it's more like your life. You're trying to take control of your life now. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And the more that you're trying to control and, your life and trying to move things around, it's almost as if I want to see that you that, now maybe whether this is to do with your job or where, there's lots of papers to do around your job or there's, I'm getting, okay, he's making me confused. Either there's papers to do with your job or you're sending paperwork off to somewhere. Do you understand why I'm talking to you about the paperwork?
Not sure, because the new job involves writing papers, but not sure if I have it yet, so.
Ah, right, okay. So, see, your question was about your job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you just perfectly answered that, then, because I know it's to do with paper. So if you're seeing this new job that you're applying for is to do with paper, then that's perfect, isn't it? Okay, that answers your question absolutely perfect. Because I'm saying to him, come on, you need to give this lady something, what you've called in for. And he says, well, tell her to sort out the papers and get it all in order. Because, excuse me, he just takes me there for a second. But I know that's what I want to say to you about getting things in order, okay? And I know that your granddad is so close to you around your vibration, okay? I know that you did mention as well about a relationship side of things as well. And, you know, if I say to you that you've kind of thrown the towel in at that now, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've had enough of all that. Can't be dealing with that no more. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, like, not really trying to.
Okay. Bless you, because I know that, see, I was at that point, and then all of a sudden, someone came into my life and altered my trail of thought in some way, and I thought that that would never be possible. But, you know, that's what I want to say to you, that, you know, never say never, and I know that's my new motto for 2013, never say never, okay? Because, you know, things can change within a blink of an eye, can't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Matthew, do you want to come in there now, mate?
I certainly can. Hi, Naja. How are you? I mean, I'm right in the thick of all your troubles and your woes and all your worries here. That's what somebody's basically saying to me. Now, I clearly heard someone shout quite loudly, "Mother." Now, does that mean it's your mother who's passed over, or have you got trials and tribulations around your mother?
Yeah, well, it's not a trial and trip. I just don't have a great relationship with my mom. But my grandmother passed away.
Right. So somebody has just gone, "Mother," and I got the word "challenged." So in other words, that situation there, do you know when you've got a ball of wool and you've got all the ends and you don't know which end goes to which woolen ball? I've got this sort of enigma here. What do I start on first? What do I sort out first? How do I go on from here? And obviously, somebody is saying, and I'm going to, until I get a validation, I'm going to say it's your grandma. She's saying, you might as well start with your mother. It all starts and finishes with your mother. Get that situation sorted first, then move on to the next one.
I don't know.
Somebody's trying to schedule everything for you, like somebody is literally sarcastically saying, you know, if you were in this lady's life, you would be completely confused because it seems to be just random chaos. I don't mean to be insulting, and I apologize if it comes across, but they're trying to say that everything needs to be put in order with you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just seems, but then it seems to be everything's gone on top of you. There seems to be what they're emphasizing here. I'm sensing a bit of depression here. I'm sensing that it's been a fight for survival from time to time. And I've got a feeling that what's been said to me, it's ever since, they're saying that ever since you finished with or the relationship ended with, and then I'm not getting the name, but it seems to be there's been a lot of the chaotic energies that have been occurring in your life. And looking at the big picture, what they're actually saying is whilst all this chaos is going on, your life is actually heading in a very favorable direction, but you can't see it at the moment. What is definitely being said is have you considered actually working for yourself, with yourself, as yourself, meaning your own company or your own little branding? Have you considered that?
Yes, I'm actually trying to figure out what I need to do. I don't even know where I want to start as far as what kind of company, but I know I can't work under somebody else.
Right. Really my well. Understanding, then, that they've definitely shown me that you have got the business prowess. You've got the competitiveness, the cunningness. You've got the temperament to actually work for yourself. The indications are it's probably taking you about 18 months to 2 years to actually consider this. It's a scenario of that over the next, they're actually, and I'm going to say it's a grandmother, but she's coming, geez, would your grandmother have actually lived somewhere where there was a lot of snow or there was blizzards or there was blizzard conditions?
Yeah, New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm literally looking at somebody walking towards me, walking through a blizzard and going, oh, well, I can't do any gardening today because it's all been covered in snow. I can't do anything about my grass. I can't do anything. It's all snowed over. What am I going to do today? And that's what she's trying to emphasize symbolically has happened to you. It's like you're in a whiteout at the minute and you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this is being described to me. I can also tell by the manner that I'm getting this information that I'm feeling that you must be really, really stressed out at the moment. I don't know, do you have a fast pulse or you don't have... This is what's been emphasized to me. And all I know is that this lady is prone to shouting, either that she was actually deaf and she was struggling to hear her own voice, or it was a case that she used to shout to be heard, but that's what she's doing. She's shouting at me. You understand that, don't you? Because she's shouting and she's telling you, slow down.
Okay.
That's the word, slow down. The romance is going to come. There's going to be somebody who you are more compatible with than you have been. That's what she's saying. But everything has got to be in order. You've got to get, obviously, connections, she reckons, with family sorted. She would prioritize family, she's saying, because she was a family-orientated person. So she would prioritize that. Then you've got to get your work situation sorted. That's probably going to take you until the end of this year to actually get sorted, but you will get sorted. Then during all that, you can then think about a romantic situation. But she's going to be there to chaperone, to make sure that the person does the right thing, treats you right, treats you like a lady. Because that's the wording that she's actually said. Because your problem is you've had men around you who've never treated you like a lady. They're just taking you for granted. And that's her exact terminology here. And she's talking like a Gatling gun. She's like one of these non-stop talkers. And I'm really struggling to keep up with what she's saying. You understand that as your grandmother, don't you? Now I can get a word in edgeways.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's like... I'm struggling. I'm thinking, I'm just rabbiting on here. I'm getting no response from you because obviously you can't get a word in edgeways as well. And I'm just hoping what's being said to me is correct. And I'm totally trusting of it. And she's like in the back of my mind, shaking her head going, oh yeah, she's a listening. She's a listening to me. She knows what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
So at that point, because I know we probably got heaps of other readers, and I could really be with you all day, Nadia, with this lady, because she's so pleased to connect with you. Was she all hands and all arms, your grandmother? Was she quite demonstrative with her hands?
Yes, very, yes. She uses her hands when she talks, yeah.
My hands are doing all sorts of hand signals that I wouldn't normally do. I've got my palms up, and I'm waving, and I'm doing, and I wouldn't normally do this sort of thing, and I'm sweating with her as well. I'm thinking... She's got either too many layers on or she sweated a lot because I'm suddenly sweating like crazy with this lady.
Mm-hmm.
So can I actually, I will leave her with you and I will say thank you very much to both of you, to you and your grandmother for talking to me today, and I will hand you back over to Mike. Mike, you still there?
Yes,
I am indeed, Matthew. And may I say, you know, absolutely fantastic, lovely part of that reading there. Well, Nigel, well, no, you know, you can download a copy of that reading. Simply go to the archive page of Mike Spirit FM, right here on Blog Talk Radio, and keep a copy of that reading for yourself. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Matthew, I need to go over to another song, and it's another one that I like very much. But I'm interested in, before we do go over, there's a little bit of a debate going on in the chat room about somebody was hearing some chimes when I was working.
Oh, and piano keys when I was working.
Well, some chimes.
I heard a chime behind you. The last when you were doing the last reading, there was a bong or a chime going off in the background. I heard that, but I mean, I'm apparently got piano keys around me when I'm talking.
Well, I may lay you into a little secret later, but first things
first. It's you, is it?
No, it's nothing to do with me, Matthew. I promise you, under my heart, I have done nothing. Even though in Studio One, I can do things like this and make me sound funny. I can make you sound funny. So you speak right now, Matthew.
Oh, I'd love to hear me talk funny. I mean, I talk funny anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to alter your voice because, you know, it's funny anyway. But anyway, let's go over to this and we'll be right back just after this.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And I most certainly am looking forward to meeting each and every one of you there. It's going to be an amazing event. It's going to be a Friday night demonstration with three hosts of Mike Spirit FM. And that's going to be amazing. It really is. You know, three wonderful hosts. It's going to be a Saturday all day, and it's going to be free to come into the psychic fair. Tickets are only £10 for the Friday night demonstration. £10, three mediums. Matthew, where else are you going to get that value for money?
On Mike Spirit Radio Roadshow. What is the question?
Well, of course, of course. I did see, because it's early...
You walk into that one, you asked me, so I told you.
No, I thought, because it's early in the morning, Matthew, I might be able to catch up. But no, that's right. Three mediums, £10, that's what? £3.33 per medium. That's nothing, is it?
There's nothing at all.
And then...
Think of the messages that are going to come out.
Exactly. You know, and then come in on the Saturday... From 10 a.m. in the morning, all the way through until 5 p.m. in the night. It's going to be a free entry, come in as many times as you want, in and out if you want. Stay there all day. There's going to be lots going on. There's going to be lots of stalls where you can buy crystals, jewelry. You can buy charms and chimes. And speaking of charms and chimes, and I'm waiting to see if I can hear that chime go off again. And the piano keys. There's going to be hot stone therapy. There's going to be massages going on. I know Nick's wife, Helen Humphries, is going to be there doing a stall as well. A great friend of mine is going to be doing a book stall. You know, there's going to be so much going on in that day that the mediums of Mike Spirit FM, there's going to be tables there. We're going to be doing private readings. So if you like what you hear, come and see us privately. And then after all that, Matthew, after all of that, there's going to be another demonstration with another three mediums on the Saturday night. Again, £10 a ticket. Now, I have tickets with me. I've got them here in Studio One. You can get them by calling the number or email me direct, which is mike@mikespirit.fm. That's nice and easy, Matthew, isn't it?
It certainly is. Now, you're going to be doing this, I take it, in April, isn't it? Are you going to be doing it again in October with maybe four hosts?
Well, let's not jump the gun, Matthew. But possibly, you never know. Never know. So, yes, we're going to be doing this in February.
Ah, that's you, surely.
That's nothing to do with me, Matthew. I didn't do anything. Then
there's a gong run. Did you hear that, Mike?
I didn't hear nothing. I've got my headset in. I can't hear.
Let's see in the chat room who heard that bell or a gong run. I clearly heard a gong or a bell or a ringer or something going off. Yeah, somebody, Petite Devil, says I heard a gong, so I wasn't the only one. Lady said, yeah. Chris Henderson, the wife, said me too. So there's something going on, Mike.
Well,
spirit bell.
I don't understand what, Matthew, but I tell you what. Maybe it's because... I can tell you exactly what that dong or that bell was. And the people in the chat room have been containing myself not to laugh, because it's so funny.
Hey,
you know I've got this iPhone, and I love my iPhone now. Now I've learned...
Okay. It's text messages.
No, it's nothing to do with texts. Texts don't sound like a ding. It sounds... Because my phone is actually on silent. And
so it's emails then?
I was up with my wonderful partner, Kelly, the other week, and I had to send an email. And I was like, I can't send an email. I haven't got my computer in front of me. So I thought, I've got an iPhone. Now I'm just saying what I can do with it. So I was messing with my iPhone, and I sent an email. But before I sent the email, as you would know, you have to register your phone to your email account and iCloud and everything else, clouds and
that's right.
Cloudy things. But I managed to set my phone up with the help of the wonderful Kerry. And every time I get an email now, it goes, ding. So I'm just saying,
secret out. What's the piano key then?
Well, I don't know what that one was, Martin. Maybe that is some spirit intervention there. But the song was my email, and my phone is actually on silent. Maybe that was a email for somebody wanting to come to the roadshow. As I said, email me, and you know, I'm gonna watch how many emails I get during the live show where my mic is open, from Mike at Mike Spirit FM. So
what you need to do, you shouldn't have told people, and we should have kept the intrigue going and had a competition to see who could have sussed what it was. But the secret's out now, Mike.
It's out now, Martin. You know, I'm very good at secrets because, you know, well, I just even more go. But, you know, we did have him going a little while in the chat room, particularly a particularly messy lady. She thought she was going nuts there. He wasn't going nuts. I can assure you, it was just my email.
Jennifer's journey saying, real funny, Mike.
In all fairness, it was.
Spirit Whisperer says it's his beat something something bell.
Let's not go there. It's a family show.
Right.
Okay, so let's quickly move on. But before we do, I know, Matthew, that you're going to be disappearing on us very soon.
Yeah, I've got a client. It'll be 9 o'clock. Here in the UK, 9 o'clock here in Australia, which is 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. UK. So I'm going to have to do a little bit of preparation. So yeah, I'll be shooting off very shortly, but I'll be back tomorrow night.
You will indeed. So Matthew, how can people get hold of you again?
Website www.matthewjamesmedium.com, and it's all one word. It's all lowercase. It's two T's in Matthew. I've got, obviously, I do the live readings, the Skype readings, the video readings, the phone readings. If you're lucky enough to be in the Canberra ACT area here in Australia, I do the face-to-face one-to-one readings. There is a prepay option on the website for PayPal. So obviously everything can be prepaid. I'm on Facebook as well, Matthew James Medium public figure page. I've just started answering people's questions on that public figure page. If you've got any questions about the supernatural or the paranormal or anything at all, chakras, the astral plane, whatever it is, go on to Matthew James Medium public figure page, like the page, and then start firing questions. And we are sort of in the process of getting questions out, answering questions for people. If we can't answer it, or I actually feel like doing it, I put it out to everybody in the community to sort of answer the questions. So that's a new feature we're doing on there. I am on Twitter. I think it's at Matt James Medium on Twitter, though I very rarely use it. That's just about everything that I'm contactable on, Mike. So, that was just a quick feel for me.
Okay, well, you know, it's not that I'm going to be left high and dry on my own, because I have got a bit of a surprise coming in for you very, very, very soon. But, you know, Matthew, I'm not going to let you go yet. We're going to squeeze another caller in by you before you disappear. And I believe that we have Mary here with us. Hi, Mary. Are you there with us?
Hi. Awesome. Hi, Matthew, Mike.
Hi. Can we ask you, Mary, where you're calling from first?
Yes, I'm calling from Wisconsin.
From where, sorry?
Wisconsin.
Where's that, Matthew?
In the U.S. I'm right on Lake Michigan.
Right, okay.
You're sort of almost on the Canadian border, aren't you? You're sort of NYC, Michigan area.
Michigan is on the other side, of course, of Lake Michigan. So, not too far from Canada.
I just got a visual then of the map, and I thought I know exactly where you are. Not that I often do that, but there seems to be some sort of relevance why I've sort of been given some sort of maps. Mary, are you planning to actually move from where you are? Is that why I'm suddenly seeing road maps on maps or the maps of the US?
I wouldn't mind. I've been here always, and I wouldn't mind a move. I wouldn't mind a change.
So that would explain why suddenly I get a map and I know exactly where you are in the US, and I'm thinking, hang on a minute, somebody's almost saying that you're too close to the Canadian border for comfort, and I've got no, and that's not a derogatory comment. I love Canadians. I've got a really good Canadian medium friend. I love Canada, but it was just like somebody's comment came. They want to get you further into the US. That was what was basically being said. And I don't know who's saying it. Apparently it's a grandfather. Now, I don't know if a grandfather had a problem with Canada, or I don't know what the problem was, but that was the commentary that came through. And my apologies for it, because it's unfiltered information that I normally will write down the information and look at it and think, is that appropriate for live radio? But that just came straight through. So did you have a bit of an opinionated grandfather, please, on the other side? Mary, you still there?
Yes, I am. I was very young when my grandparents passed away. So
okay.
I don't know.
Now, just to make sure that I am with you, there's a lady that's describing herself as very old when she passed. She says, I was a lady, but I was very, very old. And she's hitting me with two particular conditions. First of all, I started feeling really sick from about the bowel area, like there was something going wrong with the stomach, like there was a stomach cancer. And then I also started picking up something like a thyroid problem on the right-hand side, like there might have been a goiter, or there might have been something actually happening there. To me, this is indications of somebody who would have had pretty advanced cancer towards the end of her life. Do you recognize that lady necessarily as a grandmother, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do.
Because she's literally wanting to I'm putting my hands on my hips, and I'm getting a smell of fresh paint. Now, the way I'm getting the smell of fresh paint, it's the type of paint that you would paint woodwork with. This is somebody saying it. Something needs a lick of paint. Something needs to be sort of improved before it's being sold. So I'm assuming they're talking about realtor here, talking about your property. Are you planning to move your property or sell your property?
There is one that I do need to work with, yes.
Right, because that's the smell of the fresh paint that I'm getting, and it's definitely woodwork. I'm seeing a bit of cracked woodwork. Well, this is looking external. It's like the external facade needs to be improved. I can just see bits of cracked woodwork, and maybe some of the woodwork needs to be replaced. Has it got wooden paneling anywhere on it, that property? Externally,
yeah.
Is there any wooden cladding?
No. Mm-mm.
Right. So where are we with this property? Because I'm almost looking at cladding board or some kind of cladding here that's wooden. I don't know, and it's white paint. There's something else going on here as well. It's almost like what's being said to me is you might go from the frying pan into the fire with property. You might take on board something else that needs to be done up. But it's the old saying of getting the worst house in the most expensive streets better than getting the best house in the cheapest street.
Okay.
What's being said, there's some serious considerations.
Yeah. Okay, what this is about is, without giving you too much information, my husband, we were separated for many years. He passed away, and I still am trying to do something with his home. It does need repairs before it can be put on the market.
Would your late husband have had a heart condition, please? Was the heart disease?
Yes, that would be him.
Right, because this is the gentleman who is obviously giving me this information. He's presenting himself as a little bit of, let's say, I don't want to say too much about being domineering, but there was a control element with
yes.
him.
Yes, very, yes.
And the control element is coming through, like, it's almost like saying, Mary, Mary, why? Oh, he's actually quoting that famous nursery rhyme about you being quite contrary. My apologies for that, but he's being a little bit sarcastic, like, it's taking you so long to even get to this point. But that's mm-hmm. the Mary that he remembers.
Okay.
But the scenario is who is now controlling Mary? Because Mary needs somebody to actually push her in some kind of direction. But what's actually being said, he's saying it, he's actually saying it in a very positive way.
Okay.
Now, I know I mentioned the heart disease, but did he have a sore throat as well? Did he have anything with his throat? So my throat, I've got a vocal strain here.
A buckle. Actually... Across the throat area?
Yes. I've got like a strain of vocal problem with my vocal cords because my voice
okay.
is going.
That was actually my partner, my boyfriend. They both passed within weeks, and what had happened, part of his injury, the safety belt went across like the throat area.
I understand why I was struggling to actually talk then. Because he came in extremely quickly then. I mean, extremely quickly. And it was a case of he pushed the other guy out of the way. Like, whoa! I don't know if he had some bulk on his arms, but he certainly pushed the other guy out of the way. Like, no, I'm not having that. Bang! You get out of the way. It's my turn to speak. He didn't give the other guy an option.
Okay.
Let's just basically say. Hang on a minute. You obviously had a child. Did you have a child together?
Which my husband and I did. Yes.
Okay. Somebody is asking, how is my bundle of joy, meaning how? Would this be a daughter by any chance?
Of his?
Yes.
He had two children. His son he was very close to.
It's just that he's referring to a bundle of joy, asking how my bundle of joy is.
Oh,
there was
what?
A fight.
I bet you, yeah, his granddaughter. I bet you his granddaughter.
Right. It's just he's asking how she is. There's a competition
okay.
going on in my head here. There is two men competing for attention here. There was a competitive nature between these two people.
Okay, yes.
And I know it's going on in my head, and I'm thinking, hang on a minute, I am the controller here. It's my mind. Can I have my mind back, please? And they're both, like, trying to get your attention here. But both of them are unanimous in what they're saying, and it is that, look, Mary, things have got to go right. Despite all the efforts that you have put into things, things don't seem to go right. But let's just say... click your fingers and watch where everything starts falling into place. It's
okay.
it's a bit of a dreamy message that's being given, but the reference to dreams is important because one of them is giving you your inspiration, and you're going to either have waking dreams or are already having waking dreams with one in that dream.
Okay.
Mike, are you there? Because I'll pass you over to Mike, Mary, because I'm going to have to be coming off air very, very, very shortly. And I know I would like to hear Mike's message. Mike, you there?
I'm going to leave Mary there because Mary's had a wonderful communication off you. Mary, thank you very much for calling. I'm conscious of the time. I'm conscious of the many people we have in line. So I'm going to try and get through as many as I can now. So, Mary, thank you very much for calling. And remember, please download a copy of that reading. In the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and we have Lorian there. Hi, Lorian, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, Lorian. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, wonderful. Well, let me build a communication with you. Was that the reason that you called in for a communication?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me build a communication with you, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Lauren. Now, I believe I want to link you there, first of all, with a gentleman that makes himself known here to me, a gentleman that I want to say certainly had trouble with his legs throughout his life, because I know that towards the end of his life he's kind of walking very difficult, and it's like as if he's struggling with walking, particularly towards the end of his life. He does make me aware of when he passed on to the spirit world. I want to place him maybe in his 70s of when he passed on to the spirit world, and I feel, if I'm honest with you, like early to mid 70s, like 72, 73, if I'm honest there with you, of when he passed on to the spirit world there. I believe that he links to, like, granddad. Okay, Laurie, do you understand? Lauren, sorry. Granddad there, do you understand that this would be your granddad there for me, please?
Well, possibly. My grandfather passed away when he had just turned 80.
Okay, okay. So a little bit, he was a little bit older than that. That's okay, that's fine. Now, now, would I be right in saying that you, there, Lauren, that, you know, when he was here with us, he seems to be a very hard kind of a man of when he was here with us. Do you understand that he was a very hard kind of a gentleman of when he was here with us?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that he wants me to say that you about being hard, and he would have always spoke the truth of when he was here. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay, and he wants me to say that for some reason that you need to speak the truth. You've got lots on your mind that you want to push out there. You've got lots in your mind that you need to get off your chest. But for some reason, it's like as if you're picking your right time, should I say. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I'm almost too scared to speak the truth sometimes.
Okay, bless you, because I know that that's what he makes me aware of, is like, I want to silence myself for a minute. I want to just be quiet, because in time, I will have my say. So if you are too scared to speak the truth, and it, you know, if I said that to you, Lauren, it's like a, it's an ongoing thing, isn't it? It's been like this for quite some time now. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
It's starting to pull you down. Would you understand it's starting to pull you down a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, see, because as it's pulling you down, it's making you feel, well, actually, it's not making you feel, but it's like your whole persona feels, exhausted with it. Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I know that, see, your granddad is close there to you, to say to you, he understands about this, and he wants you to lift from that feeling of being down and being depleted, okay? Because I know that you've come to the point of your life where you feel, you know, I just can't deal with this anymore. Do what you want. Please yourselves, I can't deal with it anymore. Do you understand of that?
Right, yes.
Okay, and your granddad is certainly well aware of what's going on there with you. Now, he talks to me about moving on. Now, would you understand that you either want to, like, move on with something, or you want to move away from something, or you want to move into something new? Do you understand there's, like, a move that's going on there with you?
Well, not physically. I don't want to move from my mind.
No, I don't mean moving home, like moving away from something, moving into something new, so whether it's like a job or you're moving away from someone or something.
No, probably someone.
Okay, so you understand there's a moving away from someone, because that's exactly what he comes to say. And again, you know, I want to tie that with what I was just talking about. And there's, again, there's a point of view where you feel a little bit frightened, a little bit scared of that. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he wants me to say that to you about plucking up the courage, okay? You have to have the courage and the strength inside you to do what you need to do, okay? And not be, what's the right word, beholden to everyone. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know that he makes me aware to say to you, instead of being beholden to everyone, you need to do what you need to do for yourself, okay? Because you kind of put everybody else in front. You always put everybody else first, and you kind of leave yourself out the last. And I know I want to say that to you, you need to put yourself at the beginning, because you need to concentrate. You know, in other words, you are just as important as everyone else in this world. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I actually had somebody telling me that last night.
Yeah, absolutely perfect then, isn't it? Okay, because I know that he is so close with you, and he says to me, tell her she is just as important as everyone else, okay? And he wants you to know that, wants you to understand that, okay? Now, I know that you're, in some kind of way, are aware of the spirit world yourself, there, Lauren, is that right?
Yeah, it kind of controls my life.
Okay. See, because I know that I'm aware of spirit and spiritualism around you, and, you know, I know that you're kind of like at the point where you're able to see things or you have seen things? Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I know I want to say to you that that's getting stronger. It's growing. It's getting stronger day by day. Okay. Does that help you a little bit, Lauren?
It does, but I had a particular question. Like, maybe you can ease my mind.
Okay.
Because I recently had somebody home, somebody that, like, my family brought into my home that might have possibly stolen from me out of my house. I'm not sure if I'm losing my mind, if it's been moved, if I moved it, or if this person walked off with something of mine. But I've been tearing my place apart looking for it.
Okay. Let me just ask your granddad, and let's see what he comes of that. Okay. And this is something small, is that right?
Yeah.
It's like...
electronic.
Okay, please don't tell me. Because I know it's something small. Something that I could fit into my pocket.
Right.
Okay. I don't want to say nobody has taken it. Because I know that I'm being told you that it's been put away. It's in a drawer somewhere. Okay. So when, you know, when we end this call, look in the drawers. Now, do you have somewhere in your home where there's like... a set of four drawers together, is that right?
Four drawers together. Four, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm looking at like a unit. I'm looking at the unit where there's four drawers, four separate drawers. And I want to say to you, it's in one of them drawers right at the back. Now, would I be right in saying like the third drawer down? Now, wherever I'm going, I don't know, but in the third drawer down, it's like as if you, that's where you keep all, I don't mean to say junk or anything, but that's where you keep all, like, bits that we don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, that's a junk drawer.
Yeah, I didn't want to say junk drawer. I've got a couple of them, if I'm honest with you.
I'm sure everybody's got their own junk drawer.
Go to the back of your junk drawer, okay, because that's what I mean. So go to the back of your junk drawer, and that's where you'll find what you're looking for.
So it eases my mind that nobody stole from me because, like, I trust people too much. And
yeah.
So, like, this is something, like, that I need to learn from and I need to accept it. But it just, like, tears me apart thinking that somebody would come and steal from me, you know?
Yeah, it's the most horriblest feeling ever, isn't it? You know, I got to sympathize there with you, Lauren. I really do. But, you know, I'm being told, go back and go into your junk drawer and go at the back. And that's where you'll find what you're looking for.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you, Lauren, for calling in. And remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you, and yourself. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go over to a song, and then I'm going to introduce a special friend, because I've just got a special friend with me. So let's just play this and see what happens.
Can't deny.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yeah, email me, mike@mikespirit.fm, get them tickets. Get them now before they all go and be disappointed. I know that we've got somebody else that's with us as my guest here tonight. It's the wonderful, fantastic, the one and only Nick Humphries. Hiya, Nick.
Hello. You all right?
How are you doing there? Happy New Year.
Yes, I'm good. And to you.
Well, Nick, listen, I know you've come in at the, like, almost towards the end of the show, but we've got lots and lots and lots of people online. So do you fancy we do some very quick evidential readings and try and get through as many as we can?
Okay,
so let's go to the phone lines, and we have Donna. Hi, Donna, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Donna. Can we ask you where you're calling in from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, absolutely wonderful. So we're going to just be as quick as we can, Donna, so we can get through as many of you as we can, because, you know, that's our aim here on Mike Spirit FM, not to keep you holding, just get through as many as we can, okay, to give you the evidence spirit. Is there with you. So if that's okay, we'll do that for you. Is that okay, Donna?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, Nick, I'm going to start with this one, then you can take on the next one, okay? And the next one is going to be the wonderful Brenda. So, Brenda, get yourself ready. Donna, I want to communicate there with you. I believe I've got a mum that links you with me from the spirit world. And as I'm aware of mum, I believe that she's quite rounded in her features of when she was here with us. I know that this lady makes me aware that before she passed on to the spirit world, I know that there's hospitals that's connected there with her, because I know I'm aware of hospitals. Do you understand if your mum in the spirit world there, Donna, that would have been in hospital before she passed? Is that right?
Yes.
Bless her heart, because she's just come forward. And she says here to me, and I'm saying to her, come on, darling, we need to make this quick, because there's lots of people on hold here. And she says to me there that, you know, she's been in your life. She's seen the upset in your life. Do you understand there's been upset in your life there, Donna?
Oh, yeah.
She tells me there's been lots of tears there, Donna, as well. Do you understand of her? And she says to me about not to throw the towel in just yet. It's not over until it's over. Do you understand why I would say that to you, Donna?
Yes.
Bless you. Okay, because I know that's what she's... Okay, that's not my emails going. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's spirit intervention. Who knows? But I don't know what to say to you, that she just wants to bring a lot of love, lots of upliftment. She says to me that you've got two questions in your mind there, Donna. Is that right?
Yes. Just okay, about my sisters.
Questions. Sorry?
My sisters.
Okay. Jeez. And... Okay, come on, where's your sisters? The one's still here. So your one sister is still here. I don't know where the other one is in a minute, but she says the one is still here. Do you understand your sister is still here?
Mm-mm. No. Both of them passed.
The both of them have passed. Okay, hang on a minute. Whilst the last one passed away then, okay, would I be right in saying that would have been some kind of, like, because I'm feeling my stomach's churning around, and see, whenever I feel this, it's like cancer. Would you understand that your sister, the one that's passed on to the spirit world, with a cancerous kind of a condition, is that right?
Yes.
Bless her, okay, because she's just stepped forward as well, and she makes me feel this condition. You know, Donna, I want to say to you that your sister is fine and well in the spirit world, and she wants me to thank you for some reason, Donna. Would you understand why your sister would want to thank you at the moment?
I think.
Okay, because she says to me that you took care of everything after she left, is that right? Okay, so your sister comes from the spirit world to thank you, because she knows and she understands that you've done everything after she passed. And she says to me, you're even still doing it now, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me that all you get for it is backlash. Do you understand you're getting backlash for it? Okay. See, well, your mum and your sister link there with you from the spirit world. Now, the other one has been passed quite some time ago, hasn't she?
Yes.
And she's never communicated before. Is that right?
Right.
Because she tells me she's never communicated before, and I hope that she steps a little bit closer so I can see her, so I can describe her or give you the information, the evidence that she... Okay, thank you, darling. She says to me about that she passed very quickly. Do you understand of her?
Yes.
And I want to say to you, as she passed very quickly, it's almost like as if it's an accident or my life was ended very quickly. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, bless her. Okay, well, she's made a communication here tonight, isn't she? Because she says to me about that her passing was very quick. And I know as she makes a communication, as I said, that she's been there a long time. And she says to me she's seen lots of Christmases in the spirit world now. Okay, so that's what tells me that she's been there a long time. Now, she talks about her son, Donna. Do you understand why she talks to me about her son?
Yes, she has two sons here. Yeah.
The older son needs a bit of attention at the moment. Is that right?
I thought he was doing good.
Why would I... sometimes they show me the most things, and the silliest things and the most wonderful things, and I've got to work out what they are. But it's like as if I want to put a rifle in my hand. You know? I don't mean as if I want to go out shooting anyone, but it's like as if I want to be military. I want to put stripes up on my shoulders. I want to be an authoritative kind of a person. Would you understand that one of the sons would have been either in the military or some kind there?
No, her husband was.
Okay, that's fine. Because I've got a rifle in my hand and I know I'm authoritative. I've got stripes up on my shoulder. You know, I even want to start chewing gum. No, I don't chew gum, but I want to start chewing you. And you know, as I'm feeling this here and as I'm aware of this, and you know, if only you could see me, you know, it's almost as if I've got this rifle up to my arm. See, you know, they make me do the most horrendous things. And I know, see, whenever Nick works with me, you know, he does silly things and he'll actually dance for you as well, because that's what the spirit world makes it doing. It's quite funny watching us on fight on a stage together. But I know I want to like hold it. So that's her husband that comes through. See, even though that it's only quick, all these people come flooding in so fast to let you know that they're around your vibration there, Donna. Does that help you a little bit there, Donna?
A little bit. Yeah, her husband passed too, so.
Okay, bless them. See, and that's why they've all come through tonight, to be with you and to let you know about this hurt, this upset. See, whenever I'm aware of the spirit world with people, when there's a problem, know that the spirit world will take care. And see, her husband, the authoritative figure, it's like behind you, by the side of you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to make sure that this... I'm not going to swear. I'm far from the word going to sound. I nearly did it. Make sure that this rubbish doesn't happen again. Do you understand of that? Okay. Okay.
Yes.
See, well, just know that you have the protection there and have the guidance there from the spirit world. Don, I'm going to leave that there with you. I'll say thank you very much for calling. And don't forget, download the copy of your reading in the archives on MaxPress.fm. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, Nick, let's take on to Brenda. Brenda, are you there with us? Hi, Brenda.
Hello, I'm Barbara.
Barbara, I do apologize. It does say Nick.
No,
it says
but the
Barbara.
Fact that you said Brenda is sort of amazing. But go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to Nick there, Barbara. I don't know why I called you Brenda.
No, I know why you called me Brenda.
See, the spirit just links with you, doesn't it? Nick, it's over to you, mate.
Okay, hi, Brenda.
No, I'm Barbara.
Barbara. Oh, now you got me confused.
That's not hard, Nick.
Right. Thanks, mate. Hi, honey. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay. Is there a particular question you want answered, or do you just want me to just do a straight, quick spirit link?
Well, since I think both of you need to get in on this one. I did have a question about my career, and it also has to do with Brenda.
Okay. Right. Well, there you go. So, okay. Sweetheart, as I've been obviously listening to your voice, okay, and I've asked Spirit to come forward, I've got a gentleman that's coming forward that's Dad's side of the family. I do want to go towards Dad with this as well. So do you understand Dad in spirit?
My dad's in spirit, yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And he's giving me a chest complaint here, thank you. He's making my arm go very, very stiff. So it's my left arm going very stiff. So he would have gone to spirit with a heart condition. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, he's just telling me to tell you to relax and chill. He's telling me that you you're being quite uptight about things as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And I do want to put this around the situation of, well, actually of all of it, your work and of this Brenda.
Yes.
Yeah, you understand this? Okay.
Yes.
Right, thank you. And he just said to me, I feel this is actually something quite new to you as well. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Okay, say that again.
I get a feeling it's something quite new to you, because your father is telling me, don't worry about what people think. Do you understand this? Okay.
Yeah.
So don't worry about what people think. Okay. Sweetheart, this is Brenda. Are you actually thinking about having or in a relationship with?
No, we wrote a theatrical piece together, and we're trying to have contracts, and there's some.
So it's a working relationship. There's a work relationship there. Right, because he was talking to me about a relationship between the two of you. Right, but also, I want to go quickly back to his last comment about don't worry about what people think, because you kind of feel as well that people aren't going to quite understand or like what you've written. Does that make sense?
I'm not worried about that as much as I'm trying to work out a contract between the two of us, and I'm going to put my foot down for what I should get.
Right, okay. From what he's saying, it should be a short contract, okay? Don't tie yourself into something too long with this person, okay? It should be a short contract. His words, would you understand, your father would have had quite a sense of humour in the way that he would have spoken about things. Do you understand this?
Yes.
But he said, stick it in the eye. Stick him in the eye with it. So it's like, it's just a funny.
Don't worry about what I've been worried about. Her reaction to my, putting my foot down.
Yeah, and you do need to be stronger. Also, there's a lady that resides in the spirit world alongside him as well. Okay.
Yes.
I want to go to, and I've just heard mum there as well. So mum in spirit.
Yep.
Okay. Right. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, she's just said to me, tell her just to do what she needs to do. Right, thank you. And to make sure it's correct for you, she said, okay? She did stop and she paused and then she went, and then for you. So it's got to be right for you, okay?
Okay.
Right, thank you. So yeah, I do also want to say, because I know this is all tied in together, she also said, don't worry even if it means you have to walk away, okay? So there might be an element here where you might have to walk away with something.
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't mean it's horrible or anything like that. Okay. But you might have.
In order for the production to be done, we'd have to come to some understanding.
Yeah, but so it may not be a walk away and not be part of it. It may be just walk away and take a deep breath, that sort of thing. Okay?
Okay. Well, I mean, walk away. If I'm kind of seeing, I mean, my interpretation is if she doesn't like it, don't, just walk away. Like get up from, like you're buying a car. Like, no, I'm not going to buy that car.
Yeah, that, you have to take it how you wish, okay? Your dad is saying you've got to be, it's got to be a short contract. It's got to be right for you, okay? Right, thank you. But also it's got to, and he just said 50-50. It's got to be 50-50. There's no reason why it should be anything less.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
So you understand that?
Well, I do understand that, except that I think Brenda doesn't understand that.
Yeah, but she's got to be made sense of. There's no reason why it should be anything less for you. Thank you. And in fact, he said, actually, it should be a little bit more for you. You don't understand that? Because you do a little
bit more. I
understand.
He's talking about the book, and that's where I'm taking my stand, is that it's a musical. And she did write more of the music and lyrics than I did, but I wrote more of the book. So I'm taking a stand that I get my credits on the book and go 50-50 on the songs that I wrote with her.
Right, and also he's talk about here as well, quite cleverly, that you could also point out that the fact that the music, or not necessarily the wording, but the music, could be used in other functions. You know, like on adverts for TVs and stuff like that. So she's going to get revenue from that.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so it needs to be pointed out to her. You know, you're going to get revenue from extra business from the music. You know, stuff like that. So it's got to be that way, no other way.
So it has to be fair to me, and
yes.
And not to get more of the book, which I did write more of. I really
yes.
wrote it. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
Okay. And I also have just a really quick question about my finances and career. I actually am a spirit medium myself.
Right.
And I do what you guys do.
Cool. Very good.
Just wondering if you see anything around that.
Okay. Okay. So finances. Right. I'm getting fixed sludge with the finances. Okay. So things have been quite sludgy around your finances at the moment. You're paying out a bit more than actually you're bringing in. Do you understand this?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't worry about this at the moment. Okay. If you start worrying about it, it will put a block on everything else that's going on around you. So just carry on the way that you are at the moment. Okay.
Okay. It's
okay.
Picking up.
It's not going to be for long. It's not going to be for long. Okay. It's going to be for about 3-4 months. I feel. Okay. May is key to this as well. Okay.
I'm sorry.
May is key to this.
Okay. The month of May.
Yep. I'm going to have to leave it there, sweetheart, because obviously...
Okay,
thank you.
You're
welcome. Please take the love from the spirit world, and also you can listen back to your reading through the archives of mikespirit.fm as well, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Are you there, Mike?
Nick, let's go with the next call. I have myself on mute there. I do apologize about that. You know what it's like when you're working fast. I know that we've got Amanda online. Hi, Amanda. Are you there with us?
Hi,
Amanda. Was there a reading that you was looking for?
Yeah.
Hey, Amanda, we're going to be very quick with you, and I know this is probably going to be one of the last ones, if not the last one. We'll just see what happens. So, Nick, maybe we can join up together on this one, mate, and just have a nice
thing. You go first, then.
Okay. Amanda, I know I've got a lady here in the spirit world that makes me aware of like a stroke-like condition, because I know that the one side of my body has gone so numb at the minute as I'm speaking here to you. I believe that this lady would link to your family, and I know that she makes her way. I want to link to maybe your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. And I know that I want to say that to you that as she makes a communication, she makes me feel like grandma, if I'm honest there with you, like grandmother. Do you understand your grandmother in the spirit world there, Amanda?
Yes.
And she would have passed with a stroke?
Yes.
Bless her, because she stands right close to you at the minute. And, you know, and what she tells me here, Amanda, is that in your life at the moment, there's been like one thing after you. You know, you're trying to be, and excuse the way it's going to come out, but I have to be harsh, because that's the way it's going to come out. You have to be the mother, the father, the brother, the sister, the auntie, the uncle. Do you understand of being like that? And you feel as if you're wearing so many hats at the moment, you're kind of meeting yourself coming backwards. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I know that you're feeling, like, down about it. I know that you're feeling exhausted with it. You're feeling depleted with it, Amanda. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And if I said to you that this all seems to be, you know, from the beginning of 2013, from the beginning of this month, it's been like, and it's only 6 days into this month, okay, but it's been like a slog to kind of get there. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, and I know that I'm being told there that, you know, you have to stick on in there. And, you know, if I said to you that you feel that someone is like, kind of running before they walk, would you understand that, like, whoa, slow down a bit? There's no rush. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, because I'm being told that, you know, there's no rush. We need to slow down a little bit. And I know that I'm being told that that's somebody, I don't know who, but that's someone that you feel is close to you, and you're trying to say, come on, let's think of this on a logical level.
Yes.
To kind of slow down a little bit. No, Amanda, I know that I'm aware as well of my face for some reason. It feels numb. I know I've just given you this lady with a stroke, but I believe I want to say that there's something like a numbness. So I don't know whether you've been experiencing, like, whether it's like toothache or something. Do you understand why my face is numb at the minute as I speak to you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Nick, do you want to come in there? Because I know that our time is running out very quickly.
Okay. Okay, what have I got? Okay, I've actually got a gentleman standing in front of me. Actually, he talks to me about father's side of the family. So I want to go to grandfather with him. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Sweetheart, he's also talking to me about a change around you, but this is to do with your career, so your work pattern. Does this make sense? Or you've been looking into changing your work?
No, I mean, I haven't been in the job what I have been in too long, so, but I'm not...
Okay, right, so but is it a different type of job that you've started, is it? Or that you would have been used to? Because he's talking about there's a change of job. Right, thank you. And he's just said to me, it's coming to you. There's going to be a different job coming to you, okay? It's going to be different work patterns as well. But also, right, thank you. He keeps talking to me about a rash. Okay, right, thank you. Sweetheart, I know it's quite private, but have you got a rash on your leg or something?
No.
Right, look out for it, okay? Because it could be either with him. No, he just said no. It's not me. Right, thank
Can
you.
Can I just come in there? Cause
yeah, go on.
Got exactly the same thing. I'm being told, Amanda, it's something to do with someone that's in your life. I don't know if it's to do with like your mum or something, but I believe I want to just start scratching my leg and it's like turning into some kind of rash. So I don't know who's scratching their legs at the minute. Maybe they're not conscious of it, but I'm not, like, I want to start scratching my leg. And I know that that's turning into like something like red and turning into like some kind of rash.
I know who it could be, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Go
right.
Sorry.
Okay, right, no, thank you. This gentleman is also talking to me about the fact that he passed over rather quickly as well to the spirit world. Do you understand that with him?
I don't know much about
him. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I know we're on a time thing here, so I'm going to fly past with this one, okay? Right, okay. When's that then? Quickly. Right, okay. He's going back to his work, okay? Because your work is unsettled. Even though you just started your job, your work is unsettled, okay? So look out for this new job that's going to be coming. It's going to be created almost around you as well, okay? Okay. So yeah, also, are you spending? Do you spend a lot of time in the pub? Because he just said you spend a lot of time in the pub.
No.
Who is it around you that spends too much time in the pub? I feel it's a lady that's around you.
I don't know.
Right, who is it? So yeah, he's talking to me about. Is it your mum? Does she go to a pub quite a lot? I mean, not that she's got a problem. He's just watching. He's just saying she goes to the pub quite a lot. So do you understand this? Maybe you want to ask your mum.
I will do, yeah.
Okay.
I've got to cut in there, mate. We need to
okay.
Really quick. I've got another song to play in.
Okay. I'll leave it there then.
Okay. Thank you very much. Remember,
okay,
I was on Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Now, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Nick, you stay on there, mate. I just want to play this last song because it's important and I must do it. So press this and see what happens.
Okay.
It will happen in a minute.
So here we stand in our secret place where the sound of the crowd is so far away. You take my hand, it feels like home. We both understand it's where we belong. So how do I say, do I say goodbye? We both have our dreams, we both wanna fly. So let's take tonight. Carry us through the lonely times.
What a lovely song there. I cut it short then, Nick, because I know that you have some big announcements to say.
Do I?
You do. India.
Yes, of course. I'm going to India this Saturday. So really looking forward to it. It's going to be an experience, absolute experience. I'm hoping to do my show from there, but please be in mind that it's 5 hours ahead of us. So it will be like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm going to see what I can do.
Nick, I want to wish you well from me and from all of us here at Mike Spirit FM. I want to say a big, massive thank you to our other guest, Matthew James, and from me, Mike Davis. Nick, it's been absolutely fantastic having you on. Stay there, because we ain't over yet.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to say...
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The pleasure is all mine, Nick. I want to say to you all, good night, good day. Wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.